Dr. Gom Jung-ayom, who chairs a committee representing the medical staff at Bori State Hospital, says health workers have gone for more than 2 months without incentives. Dr. Ayom says she and other medical staff will walk off the job if the government does not address their grievances within the next 48 hours.
We are suffering and we need our... Even here in the hospital, we don't have essential drugs. And yes, we are writing papers to patients to go outside and buy drugs. Some patients, they don't have, they cannot afford money. Yeah. Okay, after 72 hours, if there's no response, we stop working. Just remain now 48 hours.
Dr. Ayom says it is difficult for medical personnel to treat patients in the emergency room without life-saving drugs, which they ran out of 3 months ago. She says patients have been dying due to a lack of medicine at the facility. Nurse John Anyin Malak says the medical staff has persevered despite the situation, hoping their incentives would be paid, but are now feeling frustrated.
Up to this juncture, there's no single paracetamol in the hospital. People are just depending on the market. That is the difficult situation we are in. When there's an emergency, you just struggle to make sure that the relative of the patients reach to the nearby clinic to bring an emergency drug which is needed. Otherwise, we have no any drugs to help the patient in emergency situation.
Deng Nial works with Medico del Mundo, an NGO that has been paying incentives for medical staff at Bori State Hospital. Nial declined to comment and referred South Sudan in Focus to the State Ministry of Health. Jonglei State Health Minister Atong Kwal Manyang says she is aware of the doctor's ultimatum and apologized for the delay in paying their incentives, but urged the hospital's medical staff to continue working and saving lives, saying the government will soon address their grievances.
The incentive were not paid on time because UNICEF, which is the donor, was still planning to give the money to the incoming partners, because the contract with the Medico del Mundo had expired. Now, the ministry has met UNICEF and it's been agreed that the incentive will be given to MDM, which is the outgoing partner, to pay them.
Minister Manyang urges the Bor Hospital medical staff to be patient, saying the ministry will work out their grievances.
We know they are right. This is their right because it is the incentive. It is the incentive, and they deserve to be paid that. Looking at the type of work they do, saving people's lives, among other things that they do within the facility. So we know that they work hard. We rely on them for health of our community. And we know the important role that they play within the health sector. However, what I wanted to say is that I asked them to go back to work and to tell them that the government is working on this with our partners, and they have to also give us time because the money is there.
Incentives for staff at Bori State Hospital range from $100 to $600. A medical doctor receives $600. A clinical officer gets $400, while nurses and midwives receive $300. 2 weeks ago, doctors, clinical officers, nurses, midwives, and lab technicians went on a strike at Juba Teaching Hospital, South Sudan's only national referral hospital. Many patients were left unattended. Health workers demanded unpaid COVID-19 risk incentives, accommodations, and food allowances. The South Sudan Doctors Union says compared to other medical professionals in the region, health workers in South Sudan are vastly underpaid and receive no benefits. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.